when you're approaching, do you approach more on the product or do you approach more on the business? No, you approach more as a package. Some people spend a lot of time just specifically approaching on the products. And the problem with this is that the concept is, hey, look, if I get people excited about the products and they're using the products, they'll naturally want to become involved in the business, and then they'll want to get involved, other people involved on the business side as well. It just doesn't seem to work that way, folks. I mean, it does sometimes, but most of the time what you do is just get preferred customers. And preferred customers are great, but they don't go out there and get other preferred customers. And not everybody is also going to be looking seriously at a business if they feel like that's all it is them being a vitamin salesperson or a skincare salesperson. So I'm careful at how much product knowledge that I use during my approach. If anything, I downplay the products just a bit, and I really lead a little bit stronger with the business. I still talk about both. But I want them to see this and to visualize this as a very powerful business that could change their life. They're also going to get very healthy in the meantime as well and help a lot of other people. But then I can get more urgency to get in front of them right away and to be able to show them what's happening with timing and positioning of the company, and they're more likely to take a close look at this. If they don't have an interest in the business during your approach with that, can you always fall back to the products anyways? Absolutely. I mean, it's easy to tell someone, well, Julie, I can see that the business may not be for you right now. Hey, not a problem, not a problem at all. Tell you what, let me teach you more about how revolutionary these products really are, how unique Dr. Wentz's story is, and I'll tell you, we have 100% money-back guarantee on our products. There's no risk whatsoever. You've really got to try these. Let me tell you more about them. So you can naturally shift. Every person that wouldn't have an interest on the business, you can naturally shift them to becoming a product user. It's not going to slow down your efforts there. All right, important to be using an expert in the beginning of your business. Getting yourself out of the way. This is one thing that my upline taught me early on. In fact, the first day of my USANA business, and to tell you the truth, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the diagrams for using the prospect, you, and then the expert in a triangle like this, and then getting you out of the way and trying to edify an expert person. It took me actually a few times seeing this and hearing it through training before it really finally made sense. And this was another magical key to building my business that was critical. Now, what I found is by getting myself out of the way in my first 30 days or so and using an expert person to do presentations with me and let me just keep my mouth shut and let them do more of the talking. And when I had got somebody that was interested in USANA, getting myself out of the way, doing a three-way phone call with an upline person or with somebody else, it can even be a crossline person, but just getting yourself out of the way, your prospect is often more likely to respect and listen to the business decisions of an expert or somebody that you've edified, that you've built up and and talk great about, than they are willing to listen to you. So remember, the trust element is critical to get people to look, but in order for them to really have an open mind and to pay attention, that's where the respect element comes in. And realistically, unless you're already a superstar out there in business and you've already done extremely well for yourself, most people don't have a tremendous amount of business respect for you yet. They have trust. They'll trust you with their life. They'll trust you with their children. They'll trust you, to whatever, but that doesn't mean that they respect your business decisions. So that's why you got to get yourself out of the way and use an expert person. And this is something that for me, being 23 years old when I came on board in USANA, was so instrumental to my success, because I didn't have anybody that respected, my type of success at that age. I was struggling financially, completely broke. I had a pinched nerve in my shoulder, so I wasn't installing carpet at the time. I had left my management job. I was jobless and about ready to lose everything. I had long hair, and I was pretty rough around the edges, never even known to suit or any nice clothes before. So I wasn't your poster boy in terms of professional business at all. I was just the opposite. So getting myself out of the way was absolutely critical in the business. And one thing is that some of you might be thinking, gosh, I didn't have an expert to work with me, or I don't have somebody that I can work with me to be my expert. Hey, that's okay. You can be that expert still, and you can duplicate this model with your business from that point forward. Use a lot of the tools and the webcasts and things that are available. And also, you want to be duplicating your people to step up so they become experts. You don't want to you don't want to put them in a scenario where they're very dependent on the mother hen scenario of you having to be their expert forever. So I know that my upline wasn't around after 30 days. I had to turn out now to shift over and be that expert person. Now, for some of you, it might be 6 months or a year or 3 months. I don't know. But I definitely like a lot of my new associates that I'm working with to pay attention to me very closely in that first 30 to 60 days, because I'm not always going to be there for them as an expert. I want them to step up and to fill those shoes.